Jeep, Dodge, or Ram. Impossible? Not with Credit Amnesty Bonus Cash available now on all vehicles in stock. We can offer Jeep Cherokees at $7,500 off MSRP. You deserve a new vehicle, and with Credit Amnesty Bonus Cash, we can get you approved. Credit Amnesty going on now at Pat McGrath Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. Others say sorry, that's the way the cookie crumbles. We give you a box of Girl Scout cookies free with every test drive. Pat McGrath Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram at the corner of Collins and Centerpoint Road in Cedar Rapids. Check it out online, McGrathAuto.com.
When you work with an independent insurance agent, you put the power of choice to work for you. Independent agents know several companies and their coverages, which means more options. And because companies like Lamar's Insurance Company use the independent agent system, you not only get quality insurance, you also save money. The independent insurance agent system. Discover the power of choice.
Call Millhiser Smith Agency today, your local Lamar's agent, or visit us online at millhisersmith.com to see how much you could save.
The girls' Class 5A tournament trail rolls on with regional semifinals this Saturday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unanch. Join Steve Dozner and me Saturday night on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as Linmar hosts Dubuque Hempstead. The Lions won the regular season game by a bucket in Dubuque. Now the Lions host the rematch with the winner moving within a step of Des Moines. That's girls' 5A regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Dubuque Hempstead at Linmar. Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM.
Hi, everyone, and welcome into the Coach's Corner here at 4 minutes past the hour, 9 o'clock here on KGYM. Scott Unash with you as we get ready to talk some basketball with you on this Saturday morning. We're going to talk some Linmar girls basketball and Xavier boys basketball coming up here in just a little bit. As usual, let's go over what happened last night and a peek ahead what's coming up today. First of all, last night, as far as girls basketball is concerned, a couple games we had for you in 2A here on KGYM. It was North Lynn over Grundy Center, 68-37. A big run in the third quarter propelled North Lynn to that victory last night up in Troy Mills. Also last night, Iowa City Regina, number one, beat number 14, Maquoketa Valley, 80-67. Those were the two games we had for you last night right here on KGYM. It'll be Regina taking on Bellevue coming up on Monday night. Bellevue beat West Branch in overtime, 51-45. And that will be played over at Tipton coming up on Monday night. We'll have that on 106.3 FM coming your way just ahead of 7 o'clock on Monday night. North Lynn will move on to the regional final where they will take on Rockford. That will be coming up as well on Monday night. Also last night, it was Cascade getting a win over Clayton Ridge, 52-29. 1A last night, Springville beat GMG, 61-24. And they will play Des Moines Grandview Christian coming up, and that will be on Monday night as well. They beat Murray last night, 58-43. Elsewhere in 1A, Key beat East Buchanan, 40-35. Bellevue Marquette over Belle Plaine, 64-36. And Easton Valley beat Lone Tree by 2, 43-41 last night. Women's college basketball, UNI, another win. They beat Loyola, 89-43 last night. In indoor football, it was Green Bay over Cedar Rapids in the season opener, 46-13. And the Rough Riders fell on the road at Omaha last night by a score of 5-2. They will host Lincoln coming up tonight. Baseball, the Hawkeyes opened their season last night. They had a 4-0 lead late, but South Florida came back against the bullpen and won 9-4 down in Florida. At the state wrestling tournament, looking at the team scores going into the consolations, which gets started later on this morning at 10 o'clock. And then the finals come up tonight beginning at 6:30. And 3A Southeast Polk is your team leader with 147.5 points. Looks like they have it pretty much clinched. Probably will clinch it early this morning. Fort Dodge in second with 100. West Des Moines Valley right now third. Western Dubuque in there at number four. Iowa City West is 11th. City High right now is 12th. Kennedy and Prairie are tied at 20th. In the 2A team race right now, going to go down to the wire tonight as my computer freezes up here. Let's try this again. Class 2A. Well, let's go with 1A first. As that freezes up, we'll get back to that coming up after the break here. But Southeast Polk is the 3A team leader here right now. Only one MVC wrestler in the championship round tonight. That's Nelson Brands of West High. He is in at 152 pounds. A lot of wrestlers from the Metro and the conference And the area in 2A and 1A will be vying for state medal places coming up today and tonight. Now, tonight, girls basketball. We will have for you Lynn Marr hosting Dubuque Hempstead tonight. And that will be on 107.5 FM coming your way at 6:45 this evening. Also, we'll have West High hosting Ottumwa tonight. That'll be in the South Gym beginning at 6:45 on 106.3 FM. Other games tonight, Kennedy is on the road at Cedar Falls. Prairie travels to Bettendorf tonight. It'll be City High hosting Burlington, Wash and Waukee. That'll be over at Waukee. Jefferson at Pleasant Valley. Those are the 5A games. 4A games coming up tonight. It'll be Clear Creek and Mana at Xavier. And Mount Pleasant will be at Marion. All those games begin at 7 o'clock. And 3A will set their state tournament field tonight as they will have regional finals. Center Point Urbana will take on Mid Prairie. That will be at Williamsburg tonight. Mount Vernon goes up against Crestwood up in Manchester at West Delaware. And at Jefferson tonight, it'll be Union taking on Assumption. All those games begin at 7 o'clock. Men's college basketball today, Iowa will take on Illinois. That will be a 1 o'clock start down in Iowa City. Iowa State will host TCU at 4 o'clock. We'll have that for you beginning at 5 o'clock, 4 o'clock the pregame. UNI and Wichita State, 10:30 pregame on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up in just a little bit. Women's college basketball, Iowa State will host West Virginia, and we'll have that at 11:30 on 1600 AM for you. Doubleheaders today at Kirkwood. It'll be DMAC and Kirkwood beginning at 1 o'clock. Co entertains Dubuque this afternoon beginning at 2. Benedictine is at Mount Mercy beginning at 12 noon, and Cornell on the road at Monmouth today. So that's a peek at what's coming up today and what happened last night. We'll take a quick break, come back, and talk some basketball with you in the Coach's Corner. So stick with us. More to come right after this.
Want $10,000? Well, if you're a college student in your second or third year who's planning to graduate with a degree that leads to a career in radio broadcasting or songwriting, you could win a $10,000 scholarship from the gym. We're lucky to be members of the International Broadcasters Idea Bank. And they're giving away $10,000 to one college student. Yep, 10 grand. Want it? Go get all the details at kgymradio.com. The deadline to receive your application is Saturday, March 18th, so get on it. The scholarship will go to one student who's currently attending a U.S. college or university and working towards a degree in radio broadcast or a related field like communications, journalism, advertising, or music composition. This is only for students currently attending college and in at least their second year. Want your chance at $10,000 for school? Get your application at kgymradio.com. We love radio around here, so we're happy we can give you the chance to win this $10,000 scholarship. It's made possible by CSAC, representing songwriters, the gym, and the Idea Bank.
Truckloads of quality vehicles arriving daily at the Westdale Used Car Superstore. Denny Z, this is great news for used car buyers.
It's all about supply and demand, and our customers demand the best.
And you've got the supply. Buy the truckloads.
Over 2,000 vehicles to choose from. Budget buys from $6,000. Huge selection under $10,000. And the best guarantees.
Denny Z, even the competition is talking about your guarantees.
They dared us to do it, and we did it. Guaranteed credit approval and at least $2,000 for your trade.
Well, get at least $2,000 for your trade regardless of condition?
Yes. Plus buy with zero down, payments from $109 a month.
And guaranteed credit approval.
A nicer, newer car for less money and top dollar for your trade.
From the nicest people you'll ever work with. The Westdale Used Car Superstore.
Right behind Walmart at Wiley and 33rd Avenue Southwest in Cedar Rapids.
$2,000 for your trade. Finance the Westdale Used Car Superstore. For details,
log on McGrathAuto.com, click specials.
9-11 here on the Saturday Morning Coach's Corner here on KGYM. A busy day of basketball. We'll get things started at 10:30, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. We'll have UNI on the road at Wichita State. Big game in the Missouri Valley right now. And then at 11:30, the Iowa State women will host West Virginia. Iowa State men at 4 o'clock will take on TCU. And then a pair of high school regional 5A games coming your way tonight will be down in Iowa City West. And we'll be over at Lynn Marr as well, as the Lions will take on Dubuque Hempstead, and it will be Iowa City West taking on Ottumwa tonight. We do have those wrestling scores now. In 2A, New Hampton is the team leader with 88 points. Solon second with 80.5 points. Creston, Orient, Maxburg right now is in third. Some of the area teams in there. Mount Vernon is 11th going into the championship round today. Williamsburg comes in at number 22. In 1A, looks good for Lisbon as they have first place right now with 80 points. Sibley O'Sheedon with 57. Don Bosco had a tough night last night. They are third with 48. North Lynn, 45.5. They are in fifth place right now. And Albernette is in 14th place right now. Maquoketa Valley in 18th. Or Albernette 14th, I should say. Maquoketa Valley in 18th right now. So that's the way the state wrestling looks. And we're going to shift from wrestling, talk a little basketball here with Jamie Brandt, who joins us from the Linmar girls basketball team, as we will see them tonight against number 15-rated Dubuque Hempstead. But you're going to be home tonight, Jamie, and welcome. How you doing?
Good. How are you? Thanks for having me.
You bet. And Kyler was here this morning for a
he
short
was.
Time, wasn't he?
Yep, he was. He made the trip up, and we're going to hang out at my parents' so I don't have to drive back to Iowa City today.
There you go. A little grandma time, so
yep.
That's always good.
Yeah, she loves it.
What grandma does not love
I know.
Being around a grandson?
Very true.
At this point, anyway. But you got a lot of things to look forward to for tonight. The first big thing is that you got to be happy that you're going to have the home game tonight.
Yeah, for sure. We haven't played at home a lot this month, and you know we've been on the road a lot. So to play at home, first game of regionals is huge, and we've been kind of struggling a little bit lately. So maybe that home court advantage and you know having a good crowd there tonight will help us out.
Yep, and hope everyone does make it out. It's tough on Saturdays sometimes to get the kids, the student body motivated, but this is a big game tonight.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, hopefully they come out and support. I know Linmar does a good job of kind of getting it out there that we do play tonight, and we have a really good group of girls that play extremely hard, so hopefully we'll have a good crowd.
Well, you're looking to change your fortunes a little bit. Everything was looking good. We were out there for Waukee. You had a lead over a good Waukee team. Both you guys were rated, and then all of a sudden Cameron Finley went down with a concussion. And I think everyone just kind of, you know, whether it's a boys team, whether it's a girls team, you lose somebody like that, and you're kind of taken aback a little bit. And I think it was that way for your team a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Cam's kind of our emotional leader out there on the court and, you know, our go-to in situations. And to see her go down, I think it kind of took us by surprise. And she's one of the toughest kids I know. So for her not to get back up kind of took everyone, you know, by surprise. But she missed a couple games, but she's back now. She's been back for a couple games. And I think this week she's finally starting to look, you know, like she's been back and getting back in shape, and it'll be good to have her out there tonight.
Well, then she went down. Then you had Megan Murphy went down. So you had two of your starters not in the lineup against some pretty good opponents.
Yeah, we definitely went through a tough stretch of playing some really good teams, and not having Cam and Murph out there, it was kind of a struggle. But I think in the long run, and especially in this little, you know, hopefully tournament run, some of our younger ones got a lot of experience out of that and got a lot more minutes than they usually did and gained some confidence through that. So I feel like even though, you know, it kind of stunk because we went through that little bit of a losing streak, and but hopefully that will help us down the road come tournament time.
Well, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger, right?
Right.
In that situation. And, you know, in your career, you've been through it as well at Iowa and other places. When people go down, somebody else has got to come in there.
Yeah, definitely. We talked about that a lot as a team. And I think Cam and Murph also did a really good job leading from the bench and, you know, staying positive on the bench. But yeah, a lot of people stepped up and got a lot of good minutes, and some of our younger kids hit some big shots. And even though we didn't pull out the wins on those games, I think they gained confidence individually.
Well, you've had a little time off. How'd you spend the week? Did you have a scrimmage? Did you just practice among yourselves? What'd you do?
So we took last weekend off, Saturday and Sunday, which was kind of nice, and came back Monday ready to go. We didn't scrimmage a different team at all this week, but we went against each other a lot. And in my opinion, we've had probably the best week of practice that we've had all year. I kind of buckled down and turned into a little bit of a meaner coach this past week, trying to push some buttons, but the girls have responded great, and I mean, I think we're ready to go tonight.
Yeah, and we'll talk about the matchup coming up in a little bit, but it'll be the second time you met Hempstead, obviously, and you won in Dubuque, but it was a 53-51 game. So it's gonna be a tight one again tonight.
Yeah, it will. They're a very good team. They share the basketball. They have a lot of shooters. They have a big inside that's one of the best in our conference, and it'll be a battle.
Yeah, it will be. But as far as your team goes, obviously with Cameron Finley out there, she's the one that most people target anyway when you have a Division I player out there. And certainly of her ability, it's going to get the other team's attention.
Yeah, Cam's, you know, one of the best in the state in her grade right now. And she's committed to UNI, which will be really exciting for her. But yeah, one thing about Cam is that every night she brings it. I mean, she can be, you know, kind of in a good goofy mood off the court, but as soon as she steps on the court, it's like a different Cam comes out. But she's done a great job for us this year. Losing Amanda Olinger last year, Cam's kind of had to step up into that go-to role, and she's done a really good job of that and making some big shots for us down the stretch. And she also does a good job of not forcing too much. Sometimes when you're kind of the stud player on the team, you look to kind of do too much when they're defending you like that. But she does a great job of sharing the ball and getting everybody involved.
Well, and that, and she's picked up her game. The outside jump shot has really improved this year. She's always been a terrific penetrator. I don't know of anyone any better off the dribble than Cam is, but she's really picked up her outside shot.
She has. I mean, from freshman year after season, we kind of talked about things that she could work on, and you know, I kind of gave her a list of stuff that I thought if she goes to the gym by herself, this is what you need to work on. And one of those was her outside shot and her three-point shot. And she's put so many hours in the gym working on that, and it definitely has shown and paid off this year.
Yep, and obviously she's the one that a lot of people circle on the calendar. But I think the neat thing about this Linmar team is the fact that you got a lot of multi-sport athletes.
We do.
You got a lot of the very good volleyballers on the team. Carly Spies comes to mind immediately, but she's not certainly the only one. And it's great to share those athletes.
It is. They're a really good group, and I've learned to kind of accept the volleyball role instead of a lot of coaches. You know, if you miss for volleyball, you get, you know, kind of in trouble. But in my opinion, I'd rather have them out for 95% of the time than miss them, than not have them out at all. But yeah, it's been a joy to coach them, and they're doing a really good job for us this year.
And Carly's been terrific in the middle, helping you out a little bit. And she's going to have to be big tonight, obviously, you know, no pun intended, against the Hempstead Center.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, we've kind of talked all week about how she has a big matchup coming up, and she's kind of taken that to heart. But yeah, she's been terrific all year. She's one of the most natural players I've ever seen, because outside of season, she obviously spends most of her time on volleyball, which is totally fine and is awesome for her. But at the same time, when she comes into basketball season and she gets going, she's one of the most natural. Anything we try to teach her post-move, she can just do it right away. And we kind of joke to her all the time and tell her, are you sure you want to play volleyball in college? Because I think you could go play basketball somewhere. But yeah, she's a really good kid to have around.
Well, it's interesting you say that, because that's the first thing that Coach Dozer, who does the games with me, for the girls said. She could be a Division I college basketball player if she wanted to be.
Yeah, we tell her that all the time. If she would put, you know, effort in outside of season, she could go. I truly believe she could go to Division I basketball. And I tell her she should walk on at UNI all the time and play volleyball and then go play some games with the basketball team.
Yeah, and I think she could probably do it. She's a good enough athlete to get it done there. And then you've got some good guards there. We mentioned Megan Murphy a little bit, terrific shooter. Allie Johnson's kind of running the point for you this year. And then Macy Miller in there. Carly Prinney's getting some time as a freshman too.
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, Cam's kind of our go-to, but in order to have a good team, you have to have other players as well. And Megan Murphy has always been one of our best shooters. I don't know if she's even taken a 2-point field goal this year. She loves to shoot the three ball,
eight.
But eight. Wow, that's more
eight
than
layups.
Last year. That's a lot more than last year. But yeah, and then Macy Miller and Carly Prinney, those were two that when Cam got hurt, their minutes kind of stepped up, and they've done a good job for us. And then Allie Johnson is my probably most consistent player. I mean, anything that I ask of her, she does, and she shoots. She's been shooting the ball pretty well for us this year. She gets us in her offense. She guards the toughest player every game. I mean, she's one of those kids that anything you ask of her, she does.
Yeah, and should talk about maybe your unsung player. That's probably Lexi Freeze.
Yep.
Nobody, when you think of Linmar and this year's team and last year's team, not a lot of people thought about Lexi, but she's just there.
Yeah, she, I mean, it's kind of the same as Allie Johnson, but when you look at the stat sheet, Lexi Freeze doesn't pop out to you. I mean, she's one of those kids that she does every little thing that I ask her to. She rebounds the ball well. She takes care of the ball. She plays defense. She gets her teammates open shots, makes the right passes. I mean, anything you ask of her, and she's done a terrific job being that senior leader for us this year. She's really taken that upon herself, and on and off the court has done a great job of leading our team.
Yep, and certainly is one of the top players, and will be missed coming up next year. And speaking of next year and beyond, feeder program's going very well, I know, and you got a lot of girls in the program, so that's a couple good positives right there.
Yeah, definitely, and you know, I kind of try to, during our summer camps, make sure that any of those girls that want to be on a Linmar team have a spot, so we've really worked hard on that since I've kind of taken over the role of head coach, and I've had some great help from some of our parents, you know, being that communication for younger girls of how to get on a team. And the youth coaches have done a great job with them so far, and it's pretty exciting for our future.
Yeah. Oh, and I think everyone's excited for the future. And I know Jeff Linder wrote that of the top, 10 to 15 scorers, I think all of them are back, except Kennedy Dighton over at Jefferson. So it was a young league this year in the MVC.
Yeah, it definitely was. And Kennedy Dighton had a great year. But yeah, definitely. The junior class is really strong. There's been a lot of really good freshmen throughout the state this year as well, which is really exciting for girls basketball to come.
Yeah, and I think the next step, and you saw this last year down in Des Moines, the CIML's kind of had a stranglehold on things as of late. And, I know you guys would like to turn that around pretty quickly.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, there's a lot of good schools coming out of Des Moines, and it's kind of always been that way, but they've been extremely strong lately. But, you know, I think our conference is doing a good job, too, of trying to start girls at a young age and get them ready to go and then keep them out for high school basketball and try to just get them excited and to see how much fun it is to be a part of something like that.
Well, and speaking of them, if you get by tonight, you're going to have to take on one of the CIML teams again.
Yep.
Probably going to be dowling in a rematch of last year's regional final.
Yeah. If we get through tonight, which hopefully we do, we would go to Dowling on Tuesday, which is opposite of last year. They came to us last year. So it'll definitely be a challenge traveling on a school night down to Des Moines. But I think our girls will be up for it. Dowling has an extremely talented freshman, Caitlin Clark. And I haven't watched any of their film or looked ahead too much. I'm kind of superstitious about that. Spent all of our time on Hempstead, but if we win tonight, we know we have a big challenge coming up.
Yeah, she is, what I've heard, definitely worth the price of admission down there.
Yeah.
But tonight first, and well, what about Hempstead? Do you do a lot of things that you did and worked the first time around? Obviously, you've probably instituted some more stuff into the offense. What about tonight?
Yeah, I think it's helped that we've had so much time to prepare for them. We've had five really good practices, and then we're going to have a shoot-around today. But Hempstead's a very, very good team. They have a big inside that is one of the leading scorers and rebounders in our conference, and she's tough. And then they have a lot of shooters around her, which makes it hard to guard. But yeah, I think we're going to stick to, you know, what we do best, and we've worked on a couple different defenses in case, you know, we come out in one and it's not working very well. We've also worked on some end-of-the-game situations if it's close, and I think we'll come out ready to go. I think this week has been really good for us to have five consistent practices and, you know, kind of break down. Yeah, we haven't been winning lately, but the second half of the Xavier game is what we need to focus on, and we finally looked like ourselves that second half of the Xavier game and played with some grit and some intensity. So I think just focusing on that and coming out tonight strong, I hope we do well.
Well, and it's different because you don't see a 6'4 center throughout the year. This is the only time you do.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, like I said, Carly Spies and Megan Renner will be in there as well. But they're just going to have to battle. And it's not, I mean, it'll be a big chunk of them, but it'll also be, you know, team defense. If we decide to double down low, we're going to have to rotate and kind of scramble. And we've been working on that a lot this week. So we're just going to have to be tough.
Yeah, the two volleyballers are going to have to volleyball over.
Yeah, yeah, try to get some spikes.
And gets 6-4, but it'll be interesting, certainly. And who's on your staff helping you out this year? Should give them a nod.
Yeah, one of them is my dad, Jeff Prenti.
You got to say hi to dad.
Yeah, I told him I'd give him a shout-out this morning. He got mad at me because I guess I didn't tell him that I was going to be on here. But yeah, my dad has done a great job. He's done pretty much all of our scouting reports, like, written up, and he loves doing that kind of stuff, and he's really good at it. And then I have Steph Haskins as our other assistant. But our staff from varsity to freshman has been awesome, and come tournament time, they've been with us this whole week at practice, helping out, doing scouts, and it's just been a joy to coach with them again.
Yeah, and you had not that it's a big thing, but you've had the success again this year at sophomore and freshman level, so
yeah,
that bodes well for the future.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that too is our coaching staff. I mean, Coach Becker, Coach Tompkins, and Coach Rassetter do a great job with those girls, and kind of their goal is just to get them ready for, you know, the future in the varsity level, and they've done a really good job at that.
Yeah, they have. And of course, things hopefully will play out tonight the way you want them anyway. And also should mention before we let you go here, Sydney.
Yeah.
It's neat to see her on the basketball team. She's a great gal.
She is. She puts a smile on my face every single day, but she truly loves being a part of our team, and our team truly loves having her. She makes a smile every day. She comes to practice and works hard, and she's played in almost every one of, I think every one of our JV games, actually, she's got in, and we kind of call her our secret weapon because she goes in and she'll shoot when she loves to shoot whenever she gets the ball. But
who doesn't?
I know, right? But yeah, she usually makes them too, so we call her our secret weapon. She gets us a couple points every game. But yeah, she's been a joy.
Yeah, and good to have around the team.
Definitely.
I think
definitely.
Certainly. And well, 7 o'clock tonight, and hopefully a good crowd over there for the Linmar Hempstead game. And should be a lot of fun. Hopefully the conference, there are a lot of road games tonight, which is unusual for the MVC. So hopefully they'll come through with some of these wins.
Yeah, I agree. Hopefully.
That would be good to get some confidence going. All right, Jamie, thanks.
Yeah, and, thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
We'll see you tonight.
All right, sounds good.
All right, we'll take a quick break, come back, and have more from the Coach's Corner. So stay with us. More to come after this here on KGYM.
Malpractice is a medical term, right? Actually, it's not. It's a plumber's word, a daycare in your home word. It means whatever you do for a living, if it goes wrong for somebody else, it can cost you big dollars. Luckily, professional liability insurance can save your bacon. And at Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person who will make it simple to get. Meet yours at youhaveaperson.com. Skogman Carlson Insurance, supported by Integrity Insurance.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Wellmark and the Iowa State Cyclones are teaming up to improve the health of Iowans. We call it the Wellmark 3-Point Play, encouraging fans to eat right, move more, and feel better. And each time the Cyclones score a 3-point play in football or basketball, Wellmark contributes to an area health project. But we need your help selecting this season's winning community. So nominate your hometown by texting ISU to 97063 now and visiting wellmark3pointplay.com.
The girls' Class 5A Tournament Trail rolls on with regional semifinals this Saturday night on KGYM. Hi, this is Scott Unanch. Join Steve Dozner and me Saturday night on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, as Linmar hosts Dubuque Hempstead. The Lions won the regular season game by a bucket in Dubuque. Now the Lions host the rematch with the winner moving within a step of Des Moines. That's girls 5A regional semifinal basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union, Dubuque, Hempstead, and Lindmark. Saturday night at 6:45 on 107.5 FM, the North Gym, KGYM.
9:32, Saturday morning, Coach's Corner here on KGYM. And again, coming up later on, lots of basketball starting at 10:30 as it will be you and I at Wichita to take on Wichita State. That'll be on 107.5 and 106.3 FM coming up. And then at 11:30, it'll be the Iowa State women hosting West Virginia from Ames. That'll be on 1600 AM. Iowa State men at 4 o'clock, they will take on TCU coming up from Ames as well. And then, coming up tonight, a pair of games here on KGYM at 6:45 on 107.5 FM. We'll have Hempstead at Lindmar, and then on 106.3 FM, it'll be Iowa City West hosting Ottumwa. We go from girls basketball to boys basketball, and Xavier assistant coach Brad Stovey joining me here in studio. And there were a lot of people that said when they found out you were going to be here today, what's the over and under how many words I could get in? So I don't know. I said I could not set it. I'm not sure exactly how it was going to work. But, yeah, welcome. How are you?
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it. And, yeah, those obviously were people that have been around me and know me and know my excitement for Xavier and basketball. So,
yeah, two of your passions.
Yes, I would agree.
Two of your passions.
I would agree.
Out there. And a shout out to all of the class of 1984. For listening out there, wherever you may come from.
Exactly right. We'll talk anytime anybody wants a full dissertation on, you know, sports in 1984. I'm sure we'd be glad to give it to them.
We can help out.
Yes.
We can help out indeed. But we're here to talk about the Xavier boys basketball team. And a very interesting year for the Saints this year. Of course, coming off the state championship, I think it's fair to say you guys had the big target on your back. Everyone had you number one with Jones coming back and Mims coming back and Tekau coming back, and that's all well and good, but I think a lot of people forgot about the fact that there was no Mitch Berger anymore, there was no Stolken anymore, and those two guys are pretty darn important in the state tournament.
I agree 100%. Obviously, you always want to be at the top, you know, and you want everybody gunning for you. That's a good kind of issue, but there is a little different mentality when you go in. You know, and the other part about that is, you know, this was the first time our team played together. You know, when seniors graduate, you have to reform your chemistry, you have to kind of find out who you are, what your roles are, and you know, it took us a little while to do that. The coaches knew coming in that it might take a while for us to be clicking on all cylinders, but that's not always the public's perception or what everybody else thinks. So we're real happy. And the nice part about this group is they've, from day one, winning, losing, whatever we were doing, gone hard, great chemistry, care about each other. So, you know, coaching, that makes it a lot easier. You don't get caught up on, you know, like when we struggled and went a month without a win. It gets you through that when you're still coming to practice and working hard.
The good news is starting to turn things around. You've won two out of your last three. You've won six out of your last eight. So, and starting to see some of the things that you guys saw last year develop, and you're doing it at the right time of the season.
Exactly right. And I mean, the biggest difference that I've seen game to game, we were always competing, but maybe not the right way. And we've taken a lot more pride on the defensive end, shutting people down possession by possession, just committing to that. And then on the offensive end, instead of settling for a shot you can get any time, the ball movement's been better. The movement away from the ball has been better. And just overall, a greater unselfishness. And I think that lends to success on the offensive end, that's for sure.
Yeah, and well, even in the two losses during this streak, right there, including the game on Thursday night down at West High. Thought you guys played really well on the defensive end of things, and you were right in that game in the fourth quarter still.
Yeah, very much so. We loved our effort, and we competed, and we were right there against, you know, number one team in 4A. And again, it just came down to you look at some of our best possessions. Sometimes it was 30, 40 seconds, 7 to 10 passes, and really distributing the ball and being selfless. And I think that's our key, you know, is for us to play together to set each other up and to not settle for a shot midway in the possession, but to work to get the shot you want.
Yeah. Well, I think the first question everyone has is, how's Jackson Jones doing? He got a little bit of a little concussion against Waller. Is there such a thing as a little concussion? I don't know. But, you know, you're erring on the side of caution. Everybody is. Did not play in the West game. Sat out the rest of the Wallert game. And I think he's going to be okay. It's just a matter of when he's going to get in there.
Right, right. And I'm not a doctor, but I know I've been with Jackson the last couple days. He was at practice yesterday. Looks great. You know, he's such a great kid to be around, always smiling and positive anyway. So it's just kind of a day by day thing. And we'll let the people that, you know, are the experts tell us when everything's okay. And then, we'll be glad to get him back out there.
Well, and obviously in this day and age with concussions, you can't push anything. You can't rush anything. Like we talked about with Cameron Finley there with Lindmar, when she had her concussion, you just kind of have to let it all play out.
Absolutely. And the individual's health is more important than the game or anything like that. So it's pretty easy when you take the emotion out of it and just focus on the right thing to do. And like I said, he was great yesterday. He's itching at it. You know, we had to almost keep saying, sit back down. You cannot shoot. Get away from the hoop, you know, just because that's his personality.
Yeah, and but he's going to be back soon, so that is good news out there. The other piece of good news is you're getting a chance to get some guys some playing time. Guys like Gabe Lux coming in a little bit. Nolan Bukowski's a starter, but he's really picked up his minutes and also his scoring in there for you guys. Quinn Schulte is getting better and better each time out. And, hey, Bryce, that move he made at West High Thursday night.
How about that?
How about that little
about
move
that? Yeah.
To get the jump shot off?
Yeah, and all those guys, they're great multi-sport athletes that are, you know, ultra competitive and just winners from the moment they wake up in the morning. And they've worked so hard to improve and put in so many extra hours where it's amazing. But like Saturdays, a lot of times I'll have to say an hour after practice, I'm like, okay, you know, it's time to go home, even though people at home might not, they might say stay at the gym, but they're just winners and they run after practice, they condition more. They're just, it's a good group and it's so valuable to a coach to have kids like that, that are ready and you know what they're going to give you and they stay focused and they're great teammates. So all those guys have been awesome.
Yeah.
So.
And looking forward to another run as far as the tournament trail is concerned. But talking about the big three, Jackson and Max and Matt Mims there, or at least the three guys in double figures scoring. Matt's 15.5 points per game. And I think more impressive, about a 3-1 assist-to-turnover ratio. And, boy, you'd like to have that when your point guard's doing that.
Exactly. And, you know, it's not by accident. Matt is a tireless worker, loves the game, loves his team. But, he's been a joy to coach, you know. And I grew up with the Mims family on the southeast side way back when you talk back in the days of the class of 84 and so on. But just a great kid. Max Techow's been the Thursday. I thought he gave us great minutes. He is an intense kid. Leaves it all out there on the floor and great to be around. And then we've already talked about Jackson, but great peer shooter and another just good kid. So we've got a whole team of them that of great kids.
Now, what you've been looking for is that consistency 4, 5, 6, 7, just to get some, maybe, yes, points, but just to get a good all-around game. And Nolan Bukowski's really started to pick things up. Of course, had a great football season and has translated onto the basketball floor. And then with the Schultes and Bryce and Quinn and Max Johnson's come off football and has helped you out with another big body inside there. So I think the key to the run is going to be those guys to help you out.
Yeah, I mean, that makes sense. It's kind of what, you know, like, was termed early, you know, the big three, of course, but a lot of times that's referring to scoring. But the other guys, 4 through 7, 4 through 8, there are competitive kids that, you know, aren't afraid to get their nose dirty. And you're right, sometimes it might be points, sometimes it might be a rebound, sometimes it might be a defensive stop. And there's certain guys, you know, Nolan is phenomenally talented and offensively he can score points very quickly. And then I think both of the Schulte boys are underrated offensively, but what they do defensively is phenomenal. And then to have a kid like Max Johnson that, you know, doesn't always play a lot of minutes, but super smart kid, going to work hard, and he is a big, strong body.
He is. And I think the deal with Quinn as well is that, well, Matt was hurt earlier in the year, and you kind of had to throw Quinn in there to the Wolves a little bit against some pretty good teams as the point guard, and that's not the easiest thing in the world for a young sophomore.
Exactly right. And Quinn, you know, Quinn's the kind of kid that he'll do whatever you ask him to do. And again, I think he's one of those underrated kids. He's a phenomenal athlete. Probably what you're talking about is over at Kennedy when Matt was out that game. And Kennedy's a tough team to play. I don't care if you're a senior point guard. The pressure they put on is intense, in your face. And Quinn handled it really well. He's grown as a player, but he's a quiet kid that's just hard-nosed. And I got to coach him with a youth team for 3 years, too. And he's so much fun to be around and such a joy. And he's just he's a great kid.
And then, of course, a big brother, Bryce. He's a big body out there, obviously, at 6'3", and going to play football at Iowa. And congratulations to him on that, and to dad and mom and the rest of the family. And yeah, he'll do well down there. I have no qualms about that. But, you know, he's not looking to score out there. And we kind of tongue-in-cheek said that was a great move he had the other night. And it was a great move.
Right.
But he's in there to do all the little things for you.
He can do it. I mean, he can score if he wants to. I mean, at the freshman sophomore levels, he put up a lot of points. And but Bryce is the kind of kid that winning supersedes everything else. And the thing you forget about him when you look at him, he's a big kid. You know, that's what we always called him, big kid, from the time he was pretty young. And but he is an extremely agile, talented kid. He's got great feet, great hands. And sometimes, I still in practice, there's those kids that once in a while, even though you're with them every day, they'll do something and you'll be like, wow, that was something pretty special you don't see every day. And Bryce is that kind of kid.
Yeah, and starting to get some Gabe Lux in there, Spencer Depwolf coming in a little bit as well. And you're going to need those guys if you go deep in the tournament.
Yeah, and again, you're talking about Gabe and you're talking about Spencer. They're kids that are always ready no matter what. Bring it to practice every day, and super intelligent kids, and just really a joy to be around. I enjoy both of them, and you know, those seniors, our senior class is pretty special, and Spencer is a big part of that.
Yeah, he is. And well, now you get ready for the tournaments, and it's a quick turnaround. You don't have a week off. You go from Thursday to Monday, and you get down to take on Central DeWitt, and you'll be the early game. So there's a little bit different right there.
Yes,
6:30. It's just a little different mentality going into a game like that.
Yeah, you're right. You know, you don't have that same routine, and you know, everybody's routine oriented. But this group, I kind of, our philosophy has been just anybody, anytime, anywhere. We'll play whatever team we come up against, and you know, we'll play them anywhere and whenever you want to, and it's kind of exciting, you know, going to a new place, going over to Mount Vernon and playing. And Central DeWitt, you know, they're 2 years away from I believe being in the state championship game. So, you know, it's a proud program, and they're tough kids, tough community. They'll compete very well. But it's kind of nice not having that long break in some ways as a coach. Because of the routine, you just kind of keep going. You're used to it. You got a game around the corner, and you get ready.
Yeah, and a chance to play in a neutral court right there. And then the second game will be Mount Vernon and Maquoketa, and they've obviously Walmart Conference foes right there. And then winners will move on Thursday. And everyone was talking about the seeding meetings and whatnot and how this was all going to play out. And I think for the most part, everything came out of okay, pretty civil and whatnot. And you guys were probably going to meet Mount Vernon somewhere along the line anyway. The two were kind of destined to go butt heads against one another sometime.
Exactly right. Well said. And it's always tough to try to figure out what the seedings are. Obviously, not everybody plays the exact same schedule, which makes it difficult. But I thought, you know, for the most part, you could see it across the state that the coaches got it right with the seedings. So we're just excited to play.
Yeah, and then on the other side, you got Assumption and Wallert and Solon over there, West Liberty as well. You played Assumption right after Christmas anyway. They got the big guy in the middle at 6'10", 6'11", in there, so you know about them. And, you know, who knows? It's a good district and a good sub-state. A lot of good teams involved.
Exactly. It's kind of, you know, if you look at it, anybody could come out of it. And not only could whoever, you know, puts three games together in a row will be at state, but they could make some noise at state too, you know. So it's kind of exciting. If I was a fan, I'd be excited about it. If, you know, as a coach, we just need to get ready for Monday and compete.
And if you got to the sub-state final, it's going to be here at the U.S. Cellular Center. So you've played there before, and it's a nice place for the sub-states to be held.
Exactly. Well, we hope we can put two together and have that opportunity.
And get back there anyway. And much like we talked about with Jamie, you guys have had a good success with the younger groups as well this year. They've done a good job.
Yeah, that's... Our freshman and sophomore teams have all they're doing very well, and we're excited to get some of those kids. You never look too far ahead, you know, because you're so embedded in your situation in the season. But afterwards, we'll look at some things, and that's kind of the off season thing to put it all together. But that sophomore group, we got to watch quite a few of their games, and they're fun to watch when they play. It's kind of the same thing when they decide to defend and play unselfish ball. They're pretty good. Mm-hmm. So.
Well, you were a sophomore coach for many years, head coach, and you want to win, but you also want to develop the kids coming up in the next couple of years. That's one of the main goals.
Exactly, and we, you know, we had Kyle Mader, who's a sophomore, and he practiced with us second half of the year, so that disrupts the flow of the sophomores. And like you said, you do want to win, but there is a bigger picture, and there's a lot of kids that are going to have an opportunity to compete in the future, that's for sure.
And some freshmen. And some good athletes.
Very much so.
Good all-around athletes. And now I will quiz you. You have to give the entire staff now.
Oh, boy.
Because I'm sure they're listening, right? You've gotten texts, so.
Yeah. I'll do my best. Obviously, the head guy, Coach Lersman, who's done a phenomenal job and you know, brought Xavier basketball to a level that it's never attained. He's great to work with and a phenomenally competitive guy, which I really enjoy being around.
He didn't deserve the tech the other night.
I
don't know what happened there.
I better not speak on that. I don't have enough cash in my pocket to pay fines. I don't even know if that's a thing in high school. But, you know, I will say that I was witness to everything that happened, and it caught me slightly off guard. But there we go. That's all I'll say about that.
Well, I said that too.
Yeah. And then we have Coach Hillers, Dan Hillers. We have Coach Andy Allen, Coach Foxhoven, Coach Denny. And I think that rounds off the varsity staff. I always think we're, you know, pallbearers is what I call us when we come out, because there are six of us. And it's awful big staff. And then sophomore staff, we have Coach Elgin and Coach Sylvester. And boy, the freshmen. Freshman staff, Efting, Coach Efting came over from a lot of years at Kennedy.
Yep.
He's a teacher at Regis. He's got one of the teams, and I can't even name the last name of the other guy, so that's kind of embarrassing. I hope he's not listening.
But they're doing a good job.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, they're doing a good job in the Crandic.
Yeah. With my daughter being on the varsity basketball team for the girls this year, the freshmen are that's the one class I just haven't seen, because we've been in a gym either being a parent or a coach. And so.
Yeah. Do you have a big schedule board at home in the Stovey house to figure out who's going where on what given night?
We have to have an idea, but we did decide, you know, this year I wanted to see every game of my daughter's. I made that commitment 4 years ago, and Ryan allowed me to do that. And I haven't missed a Xavier girls varsity game in 4 years. So, I'll never regret that. It's been kind of difficult at times as a coach to watch a sophomore boys game leave a team that you coach and go and watch your daughter. But I think that was the right decision. So it's been pretty wild. I don't know what I'll do next year when I only have, you know, and there's only one game to go to. I think I'll probably feel empty inside, I'm sure.
but you know, well worth it, though.
Oh, yeah.
Well worth it.
Definitely.
Well worth it. And a chance to – you've seen a lot of basketball this winter.
Yes.
Man alive. A lot of games.
Yes. A lot of, a lot of games. But again, what else would I be doing? That's what I always say. It's just, I feel like it's a gift that, Coach Lersman and Xavier's given to me to be involved. And I said, they don't even charge me. They let me sit on the bench and they don't even make me pay to be down there and be close to things. So
yeah. And, a good group, you guys got. And well, you've been through this last year. A lot of you guys have been through it before, and that is getting to the ultimate goal anyway, and probably not going to change things up a whole lot from where it was last year. And you just it's the oldest adage in the book, but you got to take one game at a time, and people don't want to hear that, but that's kind of the way it is.
No, you're right on, and we even break it down further than that. We talk about, I think the most we ever talk about anything is three possessions, you know, where I was like, let's get three stops and let's convert three times and go from there. And you know, you can't get too overwhelmed by the entirety of the situation. You just have to play and go out and have fun and do what you do, and we'll see what happens. You know, momentum is a funny thing. Last year we went into the tournament with a 6-game losing streak, that didn't seem to bother us. So we'll play the next game, and Monday night I hope we come out and play the way we can. So
yeah, well, it's an interesting 3A field this year. Obviously the same teams that you know over the years, the Pellas are up there on the top, and you've seen Waverly Shellrock. They are a very good basketball team. Yes. You've seen Mount Pleasant, so you've seen mainly all the competition. If you in fact get that far, that you're going to have to go up against.
Exactly right. And Waverly Shellrock, at least right now, and you know, obviously West Delaware up here in Pella. Those they appear to be the teams to beat on paper, but like I said, I think it's wide open, and I think there's a lot of talented individuals and coaching staffs, and you know, we'll roll it out there and let's play.
Yeah, and not only the MVC schedule, but your non-conference schedule has been pretty brutal. You went over to Omaha. Right. How was that experience? Other than the game,
right. I didn't get to go on that, but I think that was one of the. Maybe, you know, you look at turning points and you don't want to overstate that, but when you spend that much time with your teammates, we seem like we came back a little different and more cohesive group. I think those trips are good. You know, you don't think so at the time when you've got 4 hours of travel and one day and the next day you're coming right back. But I think it was really good for our group. And non-conference, I think the more competitive, the better. I just think it's good for you. You don't get better playing easy games.
Yeah, and you guys seem to be having the one team in the conference and not having problem finding opponents to play. Mount Pleasant's a very good schedule for you guys. Waverly Shellrock, certainly. And you went to Omaha this year to get into a tournament.
Right.
You guys want to get that competition. It's always been that way, whether it's Xavier, Regis, back to the old days. I hate to say old days because that makes it sound bad, but you know, that's the way it's always been. That's the way guys have always constructed things.
Right. And that's, I mean, how else would you want it? It's a great opportunity to play teams all over the state. And like you said, playing against the best teams in 3A is fantastic. Obviously, we're in a conference that, in my mind, you know, is the best conference in the state and the most competitive year to year. So. It's an honor to play against teams like that, and it makes it fun.
Yeah, and it's good to game plan. It's fun to game plan against the other coaches like that.
Exactly.
Yeah, makes it good. Well, it is a school day on Monday, so I guess that is one plus. But there's no sophomore game prior to it. You're just going to show up in the gym and get ready to warm up and go.
That's right. And hopefully we'll see if they've got the AT guys got the national anthem all queued up, and we can actually play the
national. That was unusual the other night, wasn't it?
I've never seen it.
Never seen it either.
Been on the bench since 1993, and I've never, ever had the crowd sing the national anthem. And
I thought it was pretty cool.
I thought it was cool, too. I don't know if that's just me getting old, but and taking things in a little bit more, but I thought it was pretty touching. So
yeah. If people don't know, they had a problem with the recording of the anthem down at West on Thursday night, and I think the West student section actually started it and
yes.
Started singing, and away everybody went. So that it was neat.
It was neat.
A little different way to start things off, but pretty good. And you're how many points? 1984.
I don't really.
In a particular game?
I don't. Yeah, no. I don't remember that I averaged 6.6. But you know, I do remember that we won the state championship. You know, and that's it's kind of funny because last year during the season I put up the score of the the final score of the 1984 game.
Yep.
And the kids kept asking me when I was going to quit doing that.
Never.
And I said, when you win one. So, yeah. Yeah, so I haven't put it up this year.
All right. What a glorious year that was.
Yes, 84 was a great year.
Some pretty good basketball played in the city of Cedar Rapids. If you weren't in a gym an hour ahead of time, you weren't going to get a seat in a gym. Now think about that.
No, I know. There were a couple games that my parents did not see when I was a senior because they didn't get there early enough and there wasn't enough room. They just stopped admitting people. And, you know, I believe 84 with Cedar Rapids Regis and Kennedy, that was the first time two teams in the same city won the state title, I believe so. And the year before it was Regis and Linmar. So it was the first time the teams in the same county. That's how I remember it, but somebody will probably text me and tell me I was wrong.
Yep, we'll get it on the text line.
Yeah, alternate facts kind of thing, I suppose.
Hoping to go for two in a row for Xavier this year, though.
I hope so. You know, like I said, this group has been a joy. They're the kind of kids that every day when you come to practice, you look forward to practice at the end of the day. You look forward to being with them, and they have been just fantastic to be around.
Yeah. Well, tell all, if they're not listening, tell all the coaches you did a fantastic job.
Well, I
will tell them.
I probably will do that.
Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for the Coach's Corner here on this Saturday morning. We got all kinds of basketball coming up later on. Culminates tonight with a pair of girls' regional semifinal games in 5A, as it will be Linmar hosting Dubuque Hempstead. That'll be on 107.5 FM beginning tonight at 6:45 and 6:45 in the South Gym, 106.3 FM. It'll be at Tumwa at Iowa City West, and get out and see a game tonight. Get out and enjoy the weather today as well. For all our guests, Scott Unash saying so long, and thanks for listening to the Coach's Corner right here on KGYM. Have yourselves a great weekend, everybody.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system on the road.